Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota's delegation led a moment of silence on the U.S. House floor last night for the victims of the mass school shooting in Minneapolis. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar paid tribute to Fletcher Merkel and Harper Moiske.
Today we honor two beautiful souls, 8 and 10-year-olds, lost their lives to senseless gun violence at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis last week. My heart is shattered for all the families impacted by this horrific tragedy.
Omar said we must stand united to prevent another tragedy from occurring ever again. Vice President J.D. Vance is scheduled to be in Minnesota today to pay respects to the victims of the Annunciation Catholic School shooting. His office says the vice president and second lady, Usha Vance, are holding a series of private meetings to convey condolences to the families affected by the tragedy. Investigators say 2 children were killed and 21 others were wounded in the mass shooting 1 week ago in South Minneapolis. Police in St. Paul say a student was arrested Tuesday for bringing a gun to Johnson High School. School staff had apprehended the student and secured the weapon by the time officers got there. Officials say the student was booked in juvenile detention for suspicion of gun possession. Law enforcement in Minnesota is reminding drivers to share the road with school buses again. Morrison County Sheriff Sean Larson says buses will be making periodic stops.
When the school bus is stopped and its stop arm is extended and the red lights are flashing, drivers must stop their vehicles at least 20 feet away. And you have to remain stopped until the bus retracts the arm and the red lights are off.
Larson says to make sure all the kids have crossed the roadway before pulling out. And 6 University of Minnesota Duluth students are displaced after a fire Tuesday morning. No injuries were reported. The weather was likely a contributing factor in more than 1.94 million people coming to the Minnesota State Fair. Pete Boulay of the State Climatology Office says the conditions were ideal.
It was probably the nicest fair weather-wise combination of temperature and precipitation going back to 2009. They actually had the same amount of precip, only 0.08 inches, lots of 60s and 70s, so about on par with this one. So once in a while, we get some decent weather at the fair for the run of it.
Boulay says opening day of the state fair was the warmest with the high of 84 degrees. Last year, there were severe storms and several days in the 90s. And the Chicago White Sox crushed the Minnesota Twins 12-3 last night at Target Field. Starter Simeon Woods Richardson allowed 2 earned runs and struck out 7 over 5 innings for no decision. Reliever Thomas Hatch gave up 5 runs in 2 innings to take the loss. Zebby Matthews starts Game 3 of the series tonight. This is MNN.